It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, June 28th. I'm Mark Garrison in New York. Online security firm ESET runs a camp for young hackers that encourages them to use their skills for good, not evil. Marketplace Tech reporter Queena Kim has visited and joins us now. Hi there, Queena.
Hey, Mark.
So, Queena, just explain why this camp exists.
There's a time-honored tradition among hackers, and usually they're young boys, and this camp was filled with all boys, who get into hacking where they like to test their limits, you know, and often that means sort of skirting the law, whether intentionally or unintentionally. As you know, more and more these sort of actions have bigger consequences. There's a lot more important information on the web right now. There's a lot of money at stake. And if these kids go down the wrong road, it could really sort of jeopardize their future potential. So this camp is trying to get them to go to the good side. To get a taste of this, I'm going to drop into a conversation that I had with some of the campers there while they were in what's called the war room. This is where they go and hack or try to break into a system that the camp has set up for them.
Certainly it's the challenge of it. It's the people say that I can't do this, so I'm going to show them that I actually can do this. It's kind of the in-your-face kind of thing. Nothing is impenetrable.
So that's sort of an attitude that defines a hacker mentality, but you could also say it just sort of defines a teenage mentality too. They're trying to test their limits. They're trying to see what they can accomplish, and sometimes that takes them into bad places.
So what are they trying to do as far as getting those kids to go, as they put it, away from the dark side?
What they're trying to do is sort of create a cross between Scared Straight and paintball camp. You know Scared Straight, right?
Sure.
They're trying to make sort of this white hat hacking, that's what we call the good guys, the white hats, sexy. So what they're trying to do is they create this sort of atmosphere where these guys play the role of black hats, but only to learn how to defend against them. So that's the paintball element, right? It's a server that they set up that's pretty hard to get into, and it's the challenge of trying to break in.
You talk about this as a kind of Scared Straight program, but these aren't bad kids. It's just sometimes they don't realize how much trouble hacking can cause if they're not careful.
I think what was really eye-opening to me here was how much they really didn't know what they were doing was potentially illegal. I think what it is, it's like, you know, like teenagers. It seems like fun and games for them. They sort of know that they shouldn't be doing it, but I don't think they always understand the possible consequences that could come with their actions.
Okay, Marketplace's Queena Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more. Created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
Amazon is getting into fan fiction, original stories that use famous characters from TV and movies. They are usually unauthorized, sometimes good, and often just really weird. Think Star Trek stories where Captain Kirk gets pregnant. Kindle Worlds will sell authorized versions that'll make money for fanfic writers and owners of the original characters. There are stories inspired by Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, and more. And before we go, Britain's Glastonbury Music Festival is in full swing. One forecaster is looking at what it could be like in 2050. Tourism futurist Ian Yeoman predicts concertgoers will have smart clothing that enhances the sensory experience, even order beer with their minds. From New York, I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.